Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name.
Hallelujah. Yahweh, bless you, Seer Royal.
I bless you, Seer Israel. Seer Royal. Hallelujah.
Well, hallelujah. Well, Brother Yahdai Israel, sometimes you come to network and you run into all kind of traffic. I don't know where this comes from. We're about 20 minutes behind on a nice broadcast already, so ain't nothing to do but see what we can get going on. That's why I say you got to get your rest and be prepared. And Sun ain't really got down yet, so we still into the atonement. So let's look at it like that and give it a few minutes before we can get off into the next step after atonement, because right now it's still atonement going on. I don't know which one of these microphones I'm working with. I don't know. Can you still hear me there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Yeah, I can hear you, Seer.
Okay, good enough. Well, we're still in the torment, Brother Yahdai Israel, so let's go to Luke 12:12 and let's see if we get a little Luke 12:12 and finish off this atonement, because we're still on the clock there. So you on the clock with atonement, still in atonement. Luke 12:12, what's going on with that verse?
The book of Luke 12:12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And we're still in what's called the day of atonement, as it's coming to a close. So let's kind of throw that around a little bit and watch what's going on outside and make sure plainly that it goes off the way Yahweh got it. Then you can have some to point at by saying we've done it his way. So atonement's still going on there, Brother Yahdai Israel. So if the atonement's still going on, then let's run to and see exactly in 1 Thessalonians 5 what we'll be doing in verse 17.
Book of 1 Thessalonians 5:17 reads, "Without ceasing."
Mm-hmm. So, and we did that. We prayed without ceasing because we clear that those that got an ear to hear, the reason why we prayed without ceasing, because of 64:6 of the book of Isaiah. Let's take a look at 64:6. The reason why we pray without ceasing there, Brother Yahdai Israel, because we ran across a verse that was already in the book. We just bringing it out like all the rest of them do. 64:6. The reason why we pray without, can you help me out, Brother Yahdai Israel? Let's talk about it. Come on.
Because Isaiah 64:6 reads, "But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf, and our sin, like the wind, have taken us away."
Mm-hmm. Because we clear we all is as a filthy rag. So that's the reason why we continue our prayer, and we know clearly that atonement is still going on. So let's see, can we go to second? Let's go to Romans 7:24. How about, let's see what we can get out of Romans 7:24, Brother Yahdai Israel. Romans 7:24.
Look at Romans 7:24 reads. Book of Romans 7:24. "O wretched man, woman that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?"
Mm-hmm. See, O wretched man and O woman that I am, who going to deliver from this body that we in? And that's Paul continuing that down the road. In the 2 Corinthians 5, let's read down to 1-5. Let's see what it says in 2 Corinthians 5:1-5.
The book of 2 Corinthians 5:1-5 reads, 2 Corinthians 5:1. "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of Yahweh, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." Verse 2. "For in this we groan earnestly, designed to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven." Verse 3. "It shall be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked." Verse 4. "For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, and mortality might be swallowed up of life. Verse 5. Now he or she that has wrought us, now he that has wrought us for the self-same thing is Yahweh, who also have given unto us the earnest of the Spirit.
So we don't wanna be naked. That's one thing, we don't wanna be naked, so we gotta honestly be able to deal with this and don't wanna be caught, you know, red the finish line and don't finish this race. So we gotta be able to finish this race. And to finish this race, you gotta complete out that, you gotta make sure you run it all the way in to make sure and give yourself a little wiggle in the room on that atonement by running it all the way out. Let's run to Romans chapter 8 and pick it up at verse number 17. Now pick it up at verse 16 and get warmed up in 16. Well, tell you what, make it 15. Make it 14. We're going to Romans chapter 8, verse 14 down to verse 23. Let's tie this in, Brother Yahdai Israel. We're going to Romans chapter 8, verse 14 down to verse 23. Let's see what that say. Come on.
The book of Romans chapter 8, verse number 14 through 23 reads. Romans chapter 8, verse number 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of Yahweh, they are the sons and daughters of Yahweh. Verse 15. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. You have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba Father. Verse 16. The Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the family of Yahweh. Verse 17. Their family, then heirs. Heirs of Yahweh the Father, and joint heirs with Yahweh the Son. It shall be that we suffer with him, that we may be also honored together. Verse number 18. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the greatness which shall be revealed in us. Verse 19. The earnest expectation of the creature, waiting for the manifestations of the sons and daughters of Yahweh. Verse 20. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Verse 21, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the body of corruption into the greatest liberty of the family of Yahweh. Verse 22, for we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Verse 23, not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our bodies.
That's big talk there, Brother Yahdai Israel. So we know that we ain't just beating the wind. We waiting for some things that this book carries. And I come back to verse 15 and 23 again, as Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's drop a little precept on that, because we own something, because we're still in atonement. So we own something. Let's look at that verse 15 and 23 one more time.
The book of Romans chapter 8, verse 15, verse 23. Romans 8, verse 15. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. You have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba Father. Verse 23. Not only they, but ourselves also, which are the first fruit of the Spirit, even we also groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's put a little precept on that, Brother Yahdai Israel. From that verse 15, let's see if we take it at verse 15, and by precept on that verse 15, by looking at 2 Timothy chapter 1, what you just got through saying, and we'll look at verse 7 down to verse number 9. Let's precept that to 2 Timothy 7 down to verse 9, then we'll precept this verse 23 and see exactly who they're talking about with all this talking, because he's talking to Corinthians, and he's talking to the Romans. He's doing a lot of talking there, Brother Yahdai Israel. So we better find out a little bit more about what he's doing. Now, that verse 15, he said he didn't give us this spirit thing. So now in 2 Timothy chapter 1, 7 through 9, we're going to precept that and get a little closer to it there. Come on.
Book of 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 7 through 9 reads. Book of 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. Book of 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 7. For Yahweh have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Verse 8. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the covenant of our Yahweh, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou partakers of the affliction of the covenant, according to the power of Yahweh the Father. Verse number 9. Who hath saved us and called us with a righteous calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and mercy, which was given us in Yahweh the Son before the world began.
So we're clear about, that's some good talk there, Brother Yahdai Israel, and we read that Romans 8:23, and now we're going to precept that to Romans 9, verse 3 and 4. Let's precept that to Romans chapter 9, verse 3 and 4.
Book of Romans, chapter 9, verse number 3, verse number 4 reads. Book of Romans, chapter 9, verse number 3. For I could wish that myself were cursed from Yahweh the Son, for my brothers and sisters, my kinfolks, my kindred, according to the flesh. Verse number 4. Who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption, the honor, and the covenant, given unto Torah instruction, the service of Yahweh, and the prophets.
So there is right there, Steve, right? So when we open the lesson up, we found out some things that's going on in Romans and Corinthians is all pointing toward the children of Israel. So there it is. So that adoption, all this good stuff is for the children of Israel once they enlighten, understand the fear of ducking, hiding out, watching that one eye say, yeah. He said, I didn't give you that spirit. That spirit, you have got it by transgressing, and that's why you own that spirit right there. So we're just taking care of that. So we're going to pause and bring in our elder in, Brother Yahdai Israel, and we'll gather ourselves. Because I'm clear now that the Son, I'm not back, help me out, Brother Yahdai Israel. Two witnesses is better than one. Can we officially say that the atonement is over? Because I want to make sure. I don't want to be red at the finish line. Then all of a sudden, let me pull a verse out. Help me out there, Brother Yahdai Israel. I need to pull one verse out behind that one. See, I don't want this right here to come back and plague me. In the book of Corinthians, now, you got an idea what I'm looking for there, Brother Yahdai Israel? I'm looking for something that can help me out in this case. About we was, see, we don't want to get red at the finish line and then all of a sudden then can't cross the finish line. So in the book of Corinthians, see, we don't want this to just be on our resume that we, you got an idea? Have I said enough or you can take it from there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Take a shot
there, Brother Yahdai Israel.
My hands turned me to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. That's where my hands took me to.
1 Corinthians chapter 9?
Probably.
Well, see, we don't want to get red at the finish line. Like I say, I believe that the atonement is over. So I don't want to get red at the finish line and don't finish it. But you was on point in that Galatians chapter 5. See, we don't want this on our resume, verse 7. See, what we don't want on our resume, Brother Yahdai Israel, is 5, verse 7. See, we don't want this on our resume. And what does it say in Galatians 5, verse 7?
Because Galatians 5, verse 7, you did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth?
Ain't that tough? So we know we ran well, Brother Yahdai Israel. We know we ran well. So now I believe that the Day of Atonement is over. So I don't want to run well, and now all of a sudden now I'm gonna go crank that teapot up and get me a nice wake 'em up. So I don't want to fit 5-7. So what do you say about the atonement? Is it still going on there, Brother Yahdai Israel? Brother Yahdai Israel, if the Day of Atonement is still going on, we still need a little bit more out of it, or what? I can't hear you there, Brother Yahdai Israel.
Yeah, I would say it's officially over.
Hallelujah. All right, excellent. So we're going to go find our ill and bring him in. And since all that going on, then I think, see, one thing about it, you always got to seek counseling. Always, I don't care who you are, seek counseling to make sure you understand. So if you're on the right track, if they ain't going to agree anyway, if you're on the right track. So you're going to say it soundly that the Day of Atonement is over. And you know what? I believe that. So now, go find our elder and bring him in. And if he want to second that emotion, we'll bring him up and see. But otherwise, I ain't looked on the international side and seen nothing going on because we had a 20-minute delay. We had a 20-minute delay, so I just not going to even go through none of that, so we just going to bypass that elder. We had a 20-minute delay. And bring you in, said, when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tears, Yahweh be your seed right.
And Yahweh bless you, serious brother, seed royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, the elder. Well, we have 20 minutes delay, so I can't. I don't even, right now, I'm going to ask you one question. Do you, according to you looking out that window, is the atonement is officially over? What you say to that?
Well, biblically thinking, not manly thinking, it's always said from sun down, you know, when the sun is down. So if the sun is set, it looks like we might be officially ended in that particular atonement day.
Yes.
Sundown Friday to sundown Saturday. On the Sabbath day, we do sundown to sundown. So now the beginning of the atonement and the ending is sundown. So I would say that we are ended.
Yes. All right, good enough. So, what can I say, Mr. Tibbs? The atonement is officially over. So those that did not get a understanding on it, then you will be on pins and needles according to this Bible, because you do not have the newness of life of going on the right side of atonement. So that's on you. So when you meet the elder, with a loud voice, matter of fact, I got people on the international side to see exactly who all in the room. I might as well get a little peek. All the slots is filled, Mr. Kipp. 195 international countries. And from the 20-minute delay, it still got flashing 110780. 110780. 110780 flashing on the international side. Mr. Tibbs, take your time from that. and we'll leave it right there. So whatever Yahweh put on you, you're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel. And it appears that number is always in the fine standing. That number appears to be 110,780 listeners that came to hear the words of Yahweh. And you know what I say? A little bit of conversation before we get started. That's a good thing, because many come to hear this word, and many come to view our network online. Sometimes they see stuff that's pretty good, and sometimes we get things that are indicated that are not so good. We have people that want to rub their hands in a little bit of this and a little bit of that, always to pull you away from Yahweh's word. You have to remember what I had been talking of earlier this week. I brought up a particular case, and I made a parable. And from studying the Bible, we all know what parables are. Many probably remember, as I said before, the Peter M. Roberts versus Sears and Roebuck case. This is a case that was years ago where a young black gentleman, 17 years old, while working for Sears, he had designed a ratchet wrench, a reversible ratchet. It was a pretty unique idea. But after they gave him a few bucks for making it, he thought that he should try to sue. He worked many years trying to sue for what he made while working for Sears and Roebuck. This taught everyone a problem, that when you're working for a company or you're with some sort of industry or whatever, you have to be careful that what you make, if you want credit for it, you have to make it on your own time out of the company's works and then present it to them as an outside. If you're working for that company, that idea is theirs, and I'm quite sure many are listening know that. Legally, that's what it is. The key word here, listening, is made. Now, it's come to my attention, a word, as I had mentioned earlier, that was already created. It was asked to go and find some information on this word while still working in the ministry group. I've seen a lot of text messages on this, and I think that you have to understand, a word that's already created, it was not made or designed. It was asked to find. You can't get a patent on an existing word. That's right, a patent. That means you designed it and you got a patent on it. When you look at the Hebrew text and the references that we have, none of us today made any of the Hebrew language. Now, on the other hand, looking at what Sears did, they made millions of dollars on this newly created product that this gentleman had made, tens of millions. Now, a word that was asked to be found was used for proper expression in Bible teaching. And I guess they received Yahweh bless you for doing that temple work. So this makes you know that you can't make what's already been created. We know that. Can't make what's already been created. How many times you heard you can't reinvent the wheel? But you can always read that which is written. In every lesson we do that, asking you to open your Bibles, read what's already written, because that job that's written cannot be changed. Now, on job or work location, you know the rules that are in place. Like the young gentleman that made the tool while working at the company. They had rules. Now, in the ministry, we're not governed by rules or laws or 503, but what we do have is a given word for all to have one mind. So we are all on one accord in Yahweh's word. As I said before in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, verse 15, 15 says that which is crooked cannot be made straight, and what is wanting cannot be numbered. So I guess a little bit of tutoring on that can be taken to a righteous understanding. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teachings and of Christianity. And we welcome and thank all of you for attending our broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's word. Connecting the Bible books for your biblical education your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. Mm. And we do this because you have not. This is information you all came to seek, and you found it, what you have sought, in the voices of the true Israelites. Tribe Yada is open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't have a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday, current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the big line, you're going to see some choices. Wannabe, tithes, and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O your kindred of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you do this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also, to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check our calendar. See, the situation that we had a bit earlier would already be self-answered. When you check our calendar, it will help keep you in tune with the feast days that come to you and your family and friends throughout the year. The calendar explained in biblical detail what the feast days are, when they begin, and when they end. For our live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. On the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites. Tribe Yada. Click the red live button. As soon as this appears, you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject or related topic answer. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. This is all for biblical subjects or related topics. We also have a few numbers you can write us to call with Yahuwah in mind. The first would be our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of our six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. This program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine. Type in Yahuwah Radio Live. After click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yada. Just choose the program that you'll late log into, or actually at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, doing the normal Broad Talk broadcasts, Yahuwah's story will continue on Pal Talk. We're also simultaneously transmitting our program at the same time on Pal Talk. You can find us under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites. This is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any questions about the online topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel's Riding Shotgun. We are taking no comments off topic or multiple text questions answered, meaning any more than two texts. Failure to follow these righteous acts, the elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. Yaqwah be with you all. Remember, when you're trying to win that bump the gums contest, which happens generally most of the time, you will miss all of Yaqwah's glory, which is said unto you. Remember, we are rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yaqwah. Remember what it says in St. John 14:26. But the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. So we can keep those things in our memory and learn the words of Yaqwah. Keep your Bibles open. We'll pass our program back to our seer Israel, where our lesson shall begin. Hallelujah, Yaqwah.
Hallelujah, Yaqwah. That was excellent. You got that's all real nice, and that got me opportunity to get refreshed, to get within some Yaqwah's words. So I'm very happy, and I got me some nice old herbal tea. Pretty good. So that was excellent. So, Mr. Tibb, you stepped out pretty nice. We'll catch you on the bottom part of it, and that's what time it is. So we're going back and find our brother Yagdai Israel. We can, I guess now we can get on down the road for a minute or two and see exactly, because right now, okay, we got our atonement out the way. So if you didn't get that out the way and some whatever hindered you, then that's pins and needles. So we leave that like it is because that done that, been there and done that. So Brother Yaqdai Israel, let's run over to Isaiah 56. And let's see what it says in 6-8. Let's take a look at something in Isaiah 56, verse 6-8. This is tape number 56. Atonement is officially business over. And now what's next? See, according to Sirach 10:1 and 37:23, the seer will show you exactly what's next. Then the elders got it. The elder teachers got it to the fathers. Fathers get to the mothers. Mothers get to the children. That's the protocol, see, right? So we're going to be up on what's next, because what's next is days away. Days away, what's next? So we got to get right to it. After we line up Isaiah 56, verse number 8, Isaiah 56, 6-8. That's my final verdict there, Brother Yaqdai Israel. Come on.
Book of Isaiah 56, verse number 6-8 reads, Isaiah 56, verse number 6. Also the sons of the stranger that joined themselves to Yaqwah, to serve him, to love the name of Yaqwah, to be a servant. Everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting, take hold of my cup. Verse 7, even then will I bring to my righteous mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer, that their burnt offering, their sacrifice shall be accepted upon mine altar. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. Verse 8, Yaqwah, gather the outcasts of Israel, saying, yet will I gather others to him besides those that are gathered.
Mm-hmm. So he says, those are the stranger that hold on to my covenant, even them will I bring to my righteous mountain. So right then and there, WCC unposted. See us here? So the stranger can come in too. Yeah, well, that's right. Exactly right. And that's exactly right there, what you're saying there, WCC, the stranger can come in. Stranger can come in now, no doubt about it. Stranger can come in. But now, let's take a look at what stranger he's talking about. Let's run to Ephesians. Thank you there, WCC, because you put a nice topping on. Even a stranger can come in. But when you precept that right there, WCC, It talks about in Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 1 and 2. It talks about something that we need to hear. Let's see what it says in Ephesians chapter 1, 1 and verse 2. Tie that in right now, Brother Yahdai Israel. Ephesians 1, verse 1 and 2.
The book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse number 1 and 2 read. Book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Yahweh the Son, by the will of Yahweh the Father, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Yahweh the Son. Verse 2. Mercy be unto you, and peace from Yahweh our Father, from Yahweh the Son.
Mm-hmm. So these saints is talking about 148:14. We're not going to read. We're not going to read. So the saints you're talking about, and his grace is Yahweh be with you, saints of the 12 tribes of Israel, 148 verse 14, along with Psalm chapter 50 verse 5 and 7. And then he says something about these saints that got this spiritual heavenly place. He says something else that he did in verse 3 and verse 4. Then he says something else to these saints that was in Ephesus. They was called Ephesians, just like you call by the name you got right now. Verse 3 and 4. I mean, the next two verses, whatever. You read 1, 2, or did you read 1, 2, and 3? Well, if you read 3, let's read 3 down to verse 5. Anyway, 3 down to verse 5, Brother Yahdai Israel.
Because Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 3-5 reads. Ephesians 1, verse 3. Blessed be Yahweh, Yahweh and Father, of our Yahweh, Yahweh the Son, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, in Yahweh the Son. Verse 4. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be righteous without blame before him in love. Verse 5. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children for the Son to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
Mm-hmm. So the one he's chosen, Brother Yahdai Israel, let's go to Amos 3, 1 and 2, and find out who he's chosen, because that was a final statement that the WCC, the 500 million members, made that statement. You see that series talking about everybody. That's true. If you read the way you just read it and brought it out, but when you go to work on them verses, the six anointed camps got no problem going to work on and meeting you where you at. So we're just going to meet you where you at and see who you're talking about in Amos 3, 1 and 2.
The book of Amos, chapter 3, number 1 and 2 reads. Book of Amos, chapter 3. Verse number 1. Amos chapter 3. Verse number 1 reads. It is word that Yahweh has spoken against you, O family of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt. Say it. Verse 2. You only have I known of all the families of the earth, if I will punish you for all your sins.
And who brought that message to all the Israelites in verse 7? And let's see who brought that message to all the Israelites in verse 7 to say to the Israelites. So you think Yahweh sent that message to all the Israelites? You only have I known out of all the families of the peoples of the earth. You only. You think Yahweh said that to them? We're just going to find out in verse 7 what really happened. Come on.
Verse number 7. Surely, Yahweh would do nothing, but he revealed his secrets unto his servants, the seers.
So, in Revelation 10, verse 7, can you help me out? So he said he will do nothing but reveal his secrets unto his servants, the seer. So when we read Revelation 10, verse 7, and then we come into 14, verse 12 of St. John, and we'll get back on something. So you see, one thing about it, Yahweh, that very same hour, he'll have somebody being a Proverbs 21, verse 1. What is saying 21, verse 1? That's right. Listen on the camp. Listen to the camp. Yahweh is making this move right now. Because we read it in 24, 33, and 35 of Matthew, see at the door. So he always going to open his door for you to bust through it. You just got to be spirit-led to understand what he got written in Proverbs 21, verse 1. What he got written there, Brother Yahweh?
The book of Proverbs 21, verse number 1 reads, "The king's mind is in the hand of Yahweh. As rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will."
See, a king's mind is in the hands of Yahweh. So he makes the kings make powerful statements. And give me 16 verse 1. Give me a precept on that. 16 verse 1, 2, and 3 of the same book of Proverbs. See, a king's mind, understand, everything the king of the world, the 17 nations do, all orchestrated by Yahweh the Son. So just like the WCC, the 500 million members, says, the stranger meeting everybody else. So you let them have that. But see, could that hold up when you investigate that and tie it in through the precept? In the 16th chapter, verse 1, 2, and 3 says what? See, this is how you do it. So you don't know what you're going to be on. Just make sure you prepared to meet them where they at and take care of Yahweh's business. 16, 1, 2, and 3 in Proverbs says what?
Book of Proverbs 16, verse 1, 2, verse number 3 reads, Proverbs 16, verse 1, "The preparation of the mind of man and woman and the answer of the tongue is from Yahweh." Verse 2, "All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but Yahweh weareth the spirits." Verse 3, "Commit your words unto Yahweh, and your thoughts shall be established."
Can't get no playing that, bro. The scene, right? You hear that? You hear that, 6 and 9 account? There it is right there. So now let's go back to Ephesians with that understanding. We read right now in Ephesians chapter 1 through 5, we read all them verses. The devil talking about the saints that was scattered to the four corners of the earth, and Paul was over in Ephesus talking to the Ephesians. And this is what he said to them in the second chapter, verse number 10. 10 through 12. Now listen what he says to them. Scattered Israelites. 10 down to verse 12. Now, this is how you do a business. This is how you do business. Ephesians 2, 10 through 12.
Book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 10 through 12 reads, Ephesians 2, verse number 10, "For we are his workmanship, created in Yahweh the Son, unto good works, which Yahweh the Father hath before ordained that we should walk in them." Verse 11, "Wherefore remember that you be in the time past Gentile in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hand." Verse 12, "That at that time you were without Yahweh the Son, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without Yahweh in the world."
He said you was Gentiles and you were strangers. You see that? He said you was Gentiles and you were strangers. You had no hope. No covenant, you were just out there. But now, where you go from there? Let's run and help work your imagination and read it exactly where you see it, Brother Yahweh Israel. In Galatians 3, verse 27, 28. Give them a little more window on their thoughts in the brain. About, it's talking about everybody else. Give them a little bit more, and then watch how we just go in advance, slam that door on your hand. That's what we're going to do. Slam the door in your hand. Galatians chapter 3, 27-28. Let's get him a second witness, but he can have another avenue. What does it say?
Book of Galatians 3, verse 27 and verse 28 read. Book of Galatians 3, verse 27. For as many of you as have been baptized into Yahuwah the Son have put on Yahuwah the Son. Verse 28. There's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither bond nor free. There's neither male nor female. For you're all one in Yahuwah the Son.
See that? Oh, they got the heart. We got you now. Look at that. We got you now. You got us now. See that? We got you now, Seer. All right, you got us now. Now let's start cleaning it up now, Brother Yahdai. Yes, let's go to Jeremiah chapter 30, 2 down to verse 4. Now, this anointed camp, make sure that you now, you taking notes, because all this going to come on the table, and we want to hear about how you taking them down according to as is written. So now, in Jeremiah chapter, before you go to Jeremiah, let me, you know, like a cat can catch a rat in the middle of a baseball field where he can, the cat is faster than the rat. It ain't no holes, so the cat can just let him run anywhere he want to get him in, catch him. That's what we kind of tell you. We're going to Isaiah chapter 1. Brother Yahdai Israel, let's go to Isaiah chapter 1. And let's see what can we get on the table. And then we're going to precept that Isaiah chapter 1, verse 1. What it says in Isaiah 1, 1?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse number 1 reads. Book of Isaiah chapter 1, verse number what? The vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Yahdai Judah, and Israel, northern kingdom, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, king of Yahdai Judah.
So Isaiah, he was given a vision concerning northern and southern kingdom. And what he said in verse 27?
Verse 27. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 27 reads, Yahdai Judah, through the word Zion, shall be redeemed with judgment, and her converts with the Torah instructions.
Yeah. So now Jeremiah pulled it in the 30th chapter. Remember the Jew and the Gentile, right? Now, Isaiah, then Jeremiah pulled it in 30, verse 2 through 4. That's why Jeremiah pulled at you neither Jew nor Greek. But Isaiah says, what when you read the book of Isaiah concerning southern Judah and northern Yahdai, northern Israel. That's what he said. And he said, through the understanding of the Bible in verse 27, you will see this picture. Through the understanding of the Bible, you'll see his picture. Okay, that brings me something to the table. In the book of Jasher. In the book of Jasher, 23, Brother Yahdai Israel. So that brings me to Jasher right now to tie that in. So now, you already said, through the Bible, you'll see what we bring to the table. But suppose you don't see it. Then he said, go to Jasher 23 and get the answer to that. And Jasher 23, we're going to find out I can't see that. Okay. Then we're going to the book of Jasher and check it at about 23 verse 40. And let's read a little bit when you say, Well, I just can't see that. You going too fast. You going too fast. I can't see it. 2 and 3, 4. Let's read a little bit, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's see what he got written on that.
The book of Jasher, chapter 23, verse number 40 reads, Abraham went with Isaac toward the place that Yahweh had told him. Verse 41. And on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place at a distance, which Yahweh had told him of. Verse 42. And a pillar of fire appeared to him that reached from the earth to heaven, and a cloud of greatness upon the mountain. And the greatness of Yahweh was seen in the cloud. Verse 43. Abraham said to Isaac, my son, do you see in that mountain which we perceive at a distance that which I see upon it? Verse 44.
Now, Abraham said, Hold that part for a minute, Yahdai Israel. See, Brother Yahdai Israel, you know, you have a tendency to bring that what we read earlier in the book of Isaiah. I mean, actually, you get to cut them before I can get. And I like to take care of business myself. You know, I love every minute of it. But we want to take a peek at. He asked Isaac, "Do you see, Isaac? Do you see?" That's what he said. Hey, Isaac, do you see? That's what he said. Let's see what he said that he see that we can read. Let's go to Exodus 24. And let's look and see what's all going on in verse 3. We're going to Exodus 24, verse number 3. He asked a question. He said, hey, my son Isaac, he says, do you see? What's going on in 24, verse 3 there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Exodus 24, verse number 3 reads, and Moses came and told the people all the words of Yahweh and all the judgment. And all the people answered with one voice and said, all the words that Yahweh has said will we do.
Mm-hmm. So you see, Moses was the, he brought the words to the children of Israel. Now, Abraham asked his son, do you see that cloud? He asked him a question. He said, do you see it? And let's see what was he looking at in the cloud. Verse 10. 24, verse 10. Let's see what he was looking at. Mm-hmm.
Book of Exodus 24, verse number 10 reads, they saw Yahweh of Israel, and there was under his feet as it were a paved work of a sapphire stone.
Mm-hmm.
And as it were the body of heaven in its clearness.
So they saw him in the cloud, and they saw a cloud come among the children of Israel. He taken 70 up on the mountain, and a cloud appeared to Moses and 70 of the elders of Israel. And when that cloud got there, he stuck his big black feet out. A sapphire stone is so black, it's called blue black. So what Yahweh showed the children of the 70 with Moses, some big black feet. He just stuck them out of the cloud where they could see it. And he said he had a paver, you know, of a mannequin. His feet was just big black, and he stuck it out the cloud. That's what, and Yahweh don't change. So now when Abraham taking his sons before Moses, so now we know exactly what was going on, 23rd chapter, verse 40. He asked Isaac, do you see the cloud that appeared before us with them big black feet sticking out? Let's see what Isaac said. Let's go see what Isaac said about them big black feet that came out them clouds. We're going to see. What did he say? Now come back to Jasper again. Let's see what he says. What did he say he seen there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Jasher, chapter 23, verse number 43 reads, Abraham said to Isaac, my son, does you see in that mountain, which we perceive at a distance, that which I see upon it? Verse 44, and Isaac answered and said unto his father, I see in low a pillar of fire and a cloud, and the greatness of Yahweh is seen upon the cloud.
Yes, he read it. So Isaac seen the cloud. He seen the big black feet. What we trying to tell you, see, right here, when you hear scriptures coming out and it gets you where you do not see this thing, what happened next?
Verse number 45. Abraham knew that his son Isaac was accepted before Yahweh or burned up. Verse 46. Abraham said unto Eliezer and unto Ishmael his son, do you also see that which we see upon the mountain, which is at a distance? Verse 47. They answered and said, we see nothing more than like the other mountains of the earth. Abraham knew that they were not accepted before Yahweh to go with them. Abraham said to them, abide you here with the ass, while I and Isaac, my son, will go to yonder mountain and worship there before Yahweh and then return.
Ain't that something? So you see, C. Reagan, and that's why we're saying, C. Reagan, we is watching right now. Who see these scriptures unfolding before your eyes? Who see it? Huh? So we watching, we see the WCC. They don't see it. But we trying to find out who see it. When you put scriptures down and they still don't see it, then you have to remember they not accepted. They not going to see it. So when you recognize they not accepted, you got to move on. You see what he said? He said, my son, my firstborn son, and my right-hand man, y'all stay with the ass. Y'all just stay with the ass. See? So you got to recognize when you got to tell somebody, stay with the ass. You don't see this thing. When you don't see what this man just got through saying, I give you one day to wipe your slate clean, and you don't see that, oh, there's no way in the world I missed that. And you got six places to get to. You mean whatever I said, whatever I did, if I come clean, he going to blot it out, and I let something else get in the way of that. So you see, so now we're talking about this Jew and this Greek. This Jew and the Greek in the Galatians 3, 27 and 28. Now we're going to Jeremiah and start licking it all up now. Now watch this. Now we're going to Jeremiah and start tying it up. So you going to have those that's not going to see it. Might be somebody close to you. Hey, do you see this? Oh, no, I don't see that. Then you got to remember what he said. Yahweh have not accepted. Because this was written in St. John 6, 44 and 45. Do you know this written over here in St. John 6, 44 and 45? What's written over there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
We got St. John chapter 6. Verse 44, verse 45 reads, Book of St. John 6, verse 44. No man and woman can come to me, except Yahweh the Father, which hath sent me, draw them, and I will raise them up at the last day. Verse 45. It is written in the seals, and they shall be all taught of Yahweh, every man and woman. Therefore, that have heard, have learned of Yahweh of the Father, cometh unto me.
You see that? So the Father got to draw you. And he'll tell the Son, yeah, they all right. Get it down to the mental spirits. Get it down to the seers. Get it down to the elders. Get it down to the elder teachers. Get it down to the fathers. get it down to the mothers, get it down to the children, protocol. But if you don't see that this man is at the door, then we understand the reason why. Because the father have not accepted you. It is what they're saying right. So when we read in Galatians chapter 3, verse 27 and 28, this is the other nation's strong reason they bring up. It's neither Jew nor Gentile. We all one in the mighty one. That's what they say. But you know what they say. But we're going to see, can that hold up when Jeremiah in 1 verse 4, we're not going to read. He was raised from the womb to tell who got an ear to hear this. In Jeremiah 30, verse 2 and 4, 10 and 11, 16 through 22. Jeremiah chapter 30, 2 down to verse 4, get down to 10 and 11, 16 through 22, while I drink my hot herb of tea. Brother Yahdai Israel, come on.
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 30, verse number 1, verse number 2 through 4, verse 10 to 11, verse 16 to 22 reads. Book of Jeremiah, chapter 30, verse number 2. The speak of Yahuwah, Yahuwah of Israel, saying, write you all the words that I have spoken unto you in a book. Verse 3. For lo, the days come, saith Yahuwah, that I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel and Yahdai Judah, saith Yahuwah, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers. They shall possess it. Verse number 4. And these are the words that Yahuwah spake concerning Israel, northern kingdom, and concerning Yahdai Judah, southern kingdom. Verse number 10. Therefore, fear thou not, O my servant Israel, saith Yahuwah. Neither be dismayed, O Israel, for I will save you from afar, and your seed from the land of their captivity. And Israel shall return, and shall be it shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. Verse number 11. For I am with thee, saith Yahuwah, to save thee, though I make a full end of all nations. Whether I have scattered you, then will I not make a full end of you. And I will correct you and measure. I will not leave you altogether unpunished. Verse 16. And for all they that devour you shall be devoured. All your adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil you shall be a spoil. All that prey upon you will I give for a prey. Verse 17. For I will restore help unto you. And I will heal you of your wounds, saith Yahuwah. Because they call you an outcast, saying, this is Yahdai Judah, southern kingdom, polluted word Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Verse number 18. Thus saith Yahuwah, behold, I will bring again the captivity of Israel's tent, and have mercy on his dwelling place, and the city shall be built upon her own heap, and the palace shall remain after the manner thereof. Verse number 19. Now to them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. Will also honor them, and they shall not be small. Verse 20. Their family also shall be as aforetime. Their congregation shall be established before me. And I will punish all that oppress them. Verse 21. That noble shall be of themselves, their governors shall proceed from the midst of them. That will cause them to draw near, and he shall approach unto me. Who is this that engages his mind to approach unto me, saith Yahuwah? Verse 22. And you shall be my people, and I will be your Yahuwah.
you see how another nation, another person just can open up things. That just open it up by making a statement like that. You see how much really is written, but the timeline for you to know when these things come on the table, how to deal with it. And not only that, when you heard Brother Yahdai Israel talking about the tent just a minute ago, we got to go find out what the biblical definition for the word Ken is by going to Numbers 152. Now, watch, we can't get that. And right, you taking notes, six of them on the count. Because everything we're doing is going to fall in your lap. If you got them fringes on, you're going to be, they're going to question you. Is you prepared to, you know, meet them where they're at? Numbers, read exactly where you said that, Brother Yagdai. Israel, Numbers, chapter 1, verse 52. Let's take care of this word called tent. Read it exactly the way you see it.
The book of Numbers, chapter 1, verse 52, read. The family of Israel shall pitch their tent, every man by his own camp.
Hey, that. Every man by his own camp. Camp, see, right? You pitch your tent. But he's talking about the camp. The camp, see, right? It is right there. The biblical definition for the tent, in most cases, is talking about the camp. What camp you in? Not what tent you in. What camp you in? So we're going to talk that on the way of taking this up. So now, you know, we was told by the other people, you know, six and nine camps, y'all just don't twist the wrist. You love to remove the whole shoulder blade. Yes. Let's go back to Ezekiel 39 and look at verse 21 down to verse 29. So it's no accident that the children of Israel in Zechariah 2 are 7 and 8 through 9 then admission upon the son. It's no accident when Zechariah wrote that you in admission upon the son. Because he pulled that from Ezekiel the seer and 39 verse 21. Look what Yahweh said that he was going to do to the whole 12 tribes of Israel. Here it is by the mouth of Ezekiel the seer in 39:21, and we'll take it on down to verse 29. Listen good what he said in verse 21. Come on.
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 39, verse number 21 through 29 reads. Book of Ezekiel, 39, verse 21. I will set my greatness among the nations, and all the nations shall see my judgment that I have executed, my hand that I have laid upon them. Verse 22. So the family of Israel shall know that I am Yahweh their Yahweh from that day and forward. Verse 23, and the nation shall know that the family of Israel went into captivity for their sin, because they sinned against me. Therefore hid I my face from before them, and gave them into the hand of their enemy, so fell they all by the sword. Verse 24, according to their unclean, according to their sin, have I done unto them, and hid my face from them. Verse 25, therefore thus saith Yahweh, now will I bring again the captivity of Israel and have mercy upon the whole family of Israel who would be jealous of my righteous name. Verse 26, and after they have borne their shame and all their trespasses, whereby they had sinned against me, when they dwell safely in their land and none made them afraid. Verse 27, when I have brought them again from the people and gathered them out of their enemies' land, and am sanctified in them in the sight of many nations. Verse 28. Then shall they know that I am Yahweh their Yahweh, which caused them to be led into captivity among the nations. But I have gathered them unto their own land, and have left none of them any more of them. Verse 29. Neither will I hide my face any more from them, but I have poured out my spirit upon the family of Israel. Yeah, Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. He said he pulled out his spirit on your feet right now. What do you mean by that? Let's go to Proverbs 1:23, back up to St. John 6:53. Huh? Now he said, this is not going to happen until he pulled his spirit on you. He said, you're not going jack until he pulled his spirit on you. Huh? No, and that'll make you kick, run, jump, and split. No. Proverbs 1:21 will tell you about the spirit he gonna pull on you with the precept in St. John 6:63. This was spirit he gonna pull on you. Then you gonna see this shaking and bones rattling in the knowledge of Yahuwah. Proverbs 1:23.
The book of Proverbs 1, verse 23 reads, turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you.
You see that say right here? So you got to know his words. You got to know when they jump down and say it's neither Jew or Gentile. He's talking about Southern Yahdah, Northern Israel, the 10 tribes is the Northern. You got to know that and prove it. You got to take the 17 nations out of your book by reading the book. And that's why, did we take care of Revelation 7? I mean, 10 verse 7, did we take care of that brother Yahdah Israel, because we got to find out how this is going to be done. Did we take care of that? We read Amos 3:7. We read 3:7. But we also know brother Yahdah not only read, he is a very excellent note taker. See, Roy, when you come to the broadcast, once you become an excellent note taker, then able to call your neighbor if you got nobody in your family close by, and give them a couple hours. Let me run these verses back over to you. This is where the change is going to come. With what we saying to you, you got this down pat, and we can go to something else. And we keep on going to something else. Guess what? Yahuwah going to make his move. So did we read Revelation 10 verse 7, brother Yahdah Israel?
No, sir.
Okay, let's bring that in now. I think we can stand to bring that in right now. So remember what was read in Amos 6:7. You remember what was read in Amos 3 verse 7. He will do nothing but reveal his secrets unto his servants the seal, right? Now we go on and look at end time prophecy. So when we get back to that 14 verse 12, you better tighten it up in St. John with no problem. You won't be stumbling all over the place. See, sooner or later, I'm tired of bringing these napkins out of my back pocket, wiping my eyes, waiting on a clean deliver. What it say in 10 verse 7? Revelation.
Book of Revelation 10 verse 7 reads, but in the days of the voice of the seven minister spirits, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of Yahuwah shall be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the seals.
So when you go to St. John 14, verse 12, you can't be bumbling all around with this six anointed calf. You can't be bumbling around what this man said he getting ready to do. And how is you going to be prepared to be in a position? Because when he come back, he coming back to do damage. So if you not have the spirit on you, which we didn't read St. John 6:63, or give me a second witness in St. John 6:63.
The book of St. John, chapter 6, verse 63 reads, book of St. John 6. Number 63. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
See, you can't let your decision in Yahuwah is based upon the flesh. Because he's telling you right now, the flesh profit nothing. Don't let flesh weigh you down and you make a decision because of flesh. Make sure you make a decision according to the spirit. The spirit is his word. You know, a lot of brothers make a decision called of their own flesh. Well, I don't want to alienate some close to me, so what I'm going to do, I'm just going to make a decision according to flesh. Then you out of the will of Yahweh. You got to make a calling about the spirit. Then you can, then we can plot the next move. Now, he said you're going to return back to where you come from. He's not coming back to do it anymore, see, right? But he got it right there in plain order how it's going to happen in 14 verse 12 of St. John. You believe the Bible? Well, look what the Bible said in 14 verse 12.
The book of St. John, chapter 14, verse number 12 reads, book of St. John 14, verse number 12. Truly, truly, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than thee shall he do, because I go to my Father.
You see that? You know, Enoch made a statement in the first book of Enoch, chapter 1. Enoch, the seventh from Adam. Do you know where on the left side of the book, Enoch, seven is a sign of completion, right? Enoch says something in the first chapter, 1:1 down to verse 4. Let's listen to what Enoch says in the book of Enoch, chapter 1, verse 1 down to verse 4. Let's see what he says. Before he was any of the children of Israel, but he going to make a statement, and if you got an ear to hear, you'll see something what he's getting ready to say. Enoch 1:1 down to verse 4. Watch this.
First book of Enoch, chapter 1, verse number 1 through 4 reads. Book of Enoch, first Enoch 1, verse 1. The words of the blessings of Enoch, with which he blessed the elect and righteous, who will be living in the day of tribulation, when all the wicked and lawless people are to be removed from the earth. Verse number 2, he began his story saying, I am Enoch, a righteous man, whose eyes were opened by Yahweh, and who saw the vision of the righteous one in heaven, which the minister spirit showed me. I heard everything from them, and I saw and understood, but it was not for this generation to know, but for a remote one which is to come. Verse number 3, and as I began my story concerning the elect, I said, the righteous great one would come out from his dwelling. Verse 4, the eternal Yahweh would tread on earth, on Mount Sinai, and appear in the strength, and appear in the strength of his mighty, of his might from heaven.
You hear what the man just said? Did you hear what the man just said? This is not for his generation, for a remote generation. He said, this is for the one that's going to be elect. Now you see that, see right here? So you see what the man just said? He said, this is not for him. He said, I will be there to witness the elect wake up. This is for a remote generation. The generation that's elect, the one that open up these scriptures. Now, who do you think that fit? We'll leave that like it is. Let's run to Jubilee chapter 17, verse 16 to 31. So you see what the man is saying. The man, everybody is calling if you know how to pull these verses. We don't know why you're watching that one-eyed Satan. And everything is laid out exactly, step by step. Because the atonement is over. Right? It's over. Jubilees. Chapter 17, verse 16 to 31. Listen to what he says.
Jubilee 17,
Jubilee 17, verse 16 and 31.
17 only got 18 verses, that's it.
Well, okay, well, give me something there, Brother Yachdai Israel. Give me something, because I'm running back now. Let me see if I find me a Jubilee book. So go get what you got, and we'll see what we can work out of Jubilee 17. Let's see what we can get worked out of Jubilee 17. Let me see. Jubilee chapter 17. Now, in Jubilee 17, let's see what I want. Let's see what I want there, Brother Yahdai Israel. How did I get so high? 17. Let me take a peep at it and see exactly what I want out of the book of Jubilees. It might be 16 I'm looking for, Brother Yahdai Israel. But we're going to find out in a minute. We're going to take a little peep at Jubilees. Take that around about, is this 15 or this 15? Take it around about 15 there. Make it 15 and pick it up at verse, Well, I'll tell you what, Brother Yahdai Israel, I'm going to put that to the side for a minute then. Because, verse 17. I'll tell you what, chapter 16. Yeah, 16 verse 17. Okay, make it 16 verse 17. How that sound? 16 verse 17. We make a mark. We make a note of that. 16 verse 17. Come on.
Book of Jubilee, chapter 16, verse 17 reads, that all the seed of his son should be Gentile. Be reckoned with the Gentile from the sons of Isaac. One should become a righteous seed, should not be reckoned among the Gentiles. Verse number 18. For he should become the portion of the Most High, and all the seed have fallen into the possession of Yahweh, that it should be unto Yahweh's people for his possession above all nations, that it should become a kingdom, priest, a righteous nation.
Hold that point, Brother Yahdai Israel. Come back again, and we're going to look at that again, 16, 15, because he just made a profound statement that that helped build a case up of what we was talking about earlier in Galatians 3, 27 and 28. He just built a case on the double meaning by picking up at verse 16, 15 and walking down. Let's walk it down. It's picking up verse 15. Come on, try it again, that Brother Yahdai Israel.
Because Jubilee 16, verse 15 reads, and in the sixth year of the fourth week, we came to Abraham to the well of the oak. We appeared unto him as we had told Sarah that we should return to her, and she would have conceived a son. Verse 16. And we returned in the seventh month and found Sarah with child before us. We blessed him, and we announced to him all the things which had been decreed concerning him. He should not die, till he should get six sons more, and should see them before he died. But that Isaac should his name and seed be called. Verse 17, that all the seed of his son should be Gentile, be reckoned with the Gentiles. But from the sons of Isaac, one should become a righteous seed, and should be reckoned among the Gentiles. Verse number 18. For he should become a portion of the Most High, and all his seed had fallen into the possession of Yahweh. And that it should be unto Yahweh's people for his possession above all nations, that it should become a kingdom and priest, a righteous nation.
Mm-hmm. How far that go down? Did that go down a little bit more?
Yes, sir.
Okay, give me a little bit more. Take it down about 32.
Verse number 19. We went our way, and we announced to Sarah all that we had told him, and they both rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Verse 20. He built there an altar to Yahweh, who had delivered him. who was making him rejoice in the land of his sojourn. He celebrated a festival of joy this month, 7 days, near the altar which he had built at the will of the oaks. Verse 21, he built booths for himself and for his servants on this festival. But he was the first to celebrate the feast of tabernacle on the earth. 22, during these 7 days, he brought each day to the altar a burnt offering to Yahweh, 2 oxen, 2 rams, 7 sheep, 1 he-goat for a sin offering that he might atone thereby for himself and for his seed. Verse 23, and as a thank offering, 7 rams, 7 kids, 7 sheep, 7 he-goats, and their fruit offering, their drink offering, he brought all the fat thereof on the altar, a chosen offering unto Yahweh for a sweet-smelling safety. Verse 24, and morning and evening he burnt frequence, sustenance, frankincense, and galbanum, and all these 70 offers, crushed, mixed together in equal parts and pure. Verse 25, and he celebrated this feast during 7 days, rejoicing with all his mind and with all his soul, he and all those who were in his house. There was no stranger with him, nor any that was uncircumcised. Verse 26, he said, and he blessed his creator, who had created him in his generation, for he had created him according to his good pleasure, for he knew and perceived that from him would arise the plant of righteousness for the eternal generation, from his righteous seed, so that it should become him, become like him, who had made all things. Verse 27, he blessed the rejoicing, he called the name of this festival, Festival of Yahweh, a joy acceptable to the Most High Yahweh. Verse 28, he blessed him forever and his seed after him throughout all the generations of the earth, because he celebrated this festival and his season according to the covenant of the heavenly tablet, of the heavenly table. Verse 29, for this reason it is ordained on the heavenly table concerning Israel that they should celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days with joy in the 7th month, acceptable to Yahweh's statute forever throughout their generations every year. Verse 30, to this there is no limit of days, but it is ordained forever regarding Israel. They should celebrate it and dwell in booths, set wreaths upon their heads, and take leaves, boughs, and willows from the brook. Verse 31, and Abraham took branches of palm trees and food of goodly trees every day, going round the altar with the branches 7 times a day in the morning. He praised and gave thanks to his Yahweh.
Now look what we're going to find out. Back up to verse 20 again there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Because remember, we just got through with atonement, right? Do you know in the book of Jubilees, chapter, do you know what's another name for the Feast of Tabernacle? And you know, and what that word means, you know? They're going to tell you all this if you got a ear to hear, but we'll give it to you. But it's up to you to see it if it ever come up again. 16, verse 20 again, what it say?
The book of Jubilee, 16, verse 20. He built there an altar to Yahweh, who had delivered him, and who was making him rejoice in the land of his sojourn. He celebrated a feast, a festival of joy in the month 7 days near the altar which he had built at the well of the oak.
Go ahead.
Verse 21, and he built booths for himself and for his servants on this festival. He was the first to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacle on the earth.
So he celebrates the Feast of Tabernacle 7 days. Do you know what another name is for the Feast of Tabernacle in verse 27? Listen to another name, but is the name of the 7-day feast that's only days away. Abraham is the first one to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacle. Do you know what that word tabernacle means according to the Bible? Verse 27.
Verse number 27. He blessed and rejoiced, and he called the name of this festival, the Festival of Yahweh.
Ain't that stuff? The Feast of Tabernacle, see, Roya, coming up Thursday night, it is the Feast of Yahweh, see, Roya. So what's getting ready to jump off Thursday night? The Feast of Tabernacle for 7 days. He said Abraham rejoiced 7 days. Booths mean temporary shelter. Temporary shelter. That was the word booths mean. They built temporary shelter because that is the Feast of YHWH coming up Thursday night. See, right here? Oh, I didn't get my schedule right. When is you ever going to get Yahweh right? Don't you understand that that's why we come humble? And when statement is made, we can get off the course for a minute, but we can get back on it. What did it jump off Thursday night, Six Anointed Camps? It's the Feast of Tabernacle, but you got to up the ante, says, and Jubilee 16:27 is, what is it, Brother Yagdar again in writing?
Jubilee 16, verse 27. He blessed and rejoiced, and he called the name of this festival, Festival of Yahweh.
The festival, the feast that's coming up in 4 days, is about Yahweh seed, right? And Abraham rejoiced 7 days. He had all the walls to build temporary shelter. But they didn't want to miss nothing. See, right here, you only days away from it. You see that, see, right here. Let's go to Leviticus 22. We go to Leviticus 22. So remember, between Abraham and Moses is over 500 years. Just round off to 500 years. Now, 500 years before his grandfather, here come Moses. Listen, do anything change, and here come Moses. We're going to Leviticus 22 and look at verse 26, 27, 29, 31 through 33. The world cannot teach you this thing, right? But we're going to show you what the Bible's saying. It's not going to come across that one-eyed statement on your newspaper. They're going to tell you all kinds of stuff that they can't read nowhere. But watch what we read. Leviticus 22, verse 26, 27, 29, 31 through 33. Brother Yahdai Israel, bring it.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 22, verse 26 through 27, 29, 31 through 33 reads. Book of Leviticus, chapter 22, verse number 26. Leviticus 22, verse 26. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 27, when a bullock or a sheep or a goat is brought forth, then it shall be 7 days under the dam, and from the eighth day, and thenceforth it shall be accepted for an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. Verse 29, and when ye will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto Yahweh, offer it at your own will. Verse 31. Therefore shall you keep my Torah instructions and do them. I am Yahweh. Verse 32. Here shall you profane my righteous name, that I will be hallowed among the family of Israel. I am Yahweh which hallow you. Verse 33. That brought you out of the land of Egypt, the land of abundance, to be your Yahweh. I am Yahweh.
So he's saying about the 7 days, That means a lot of good eating was going on. We just read that in verse 26. 7 days, in the 8th day, that's a serious day. And then he said, you will be accepted. So you see what you don't got so far? Now we go on Leviticus 23. 1 down to verse 4. Skip down to 7 and 8. Verse 11. And verse 14. Then skip down to 33 to 44. Leviticus 23. 1 down to verse 4. Skip down to verse 7 and 8. Verse 11. 14. 33 through 44. And that should take us to your closing statement. What it say, Brother Yahdai Israel? Come on.
The book of Leviticus 23, verse number 1 through 4, verse 7 through 8, verse 11, verse 14, verse 33 through 34 reads. The book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verse number 1. And Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2, speak unto the family of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feet of Yahuwah, which you shall proclaim to be righteous gathering, even these are my feet. Verse 3, 6 days shall work be done, but the 7th day is the Sabbath of rest. A righteous gathering, you shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of Yahuwah in all your dwellings. Verse number 4, these are the feasts of Yahuwah, even righteous gathering, which you shall proclaim in their seed. Verse number 11, he shall weigh the seed before Yahuwah to be accepted for you on tomorrow after the Sabbath. The priest shall weigh it. Verse 14, you shall eat neither bread nor parched corn, nor green ears, until the same day that you have brought an offering unto Yahuwah. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generation and all your dwellings. Verse number 33, and Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying, verse 34, speak unto the family of Israel, saying, the 15th day of this 7th month shall be the feast of tabernacles for 7 days unto Yahuwah. Verse 35, on the 1st day shall be a righteous assembly gathered. You shall do no work, you shall do no severe work therein. Verse 36, 7 days shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahuwah. On the 8th day shall be a righteous gathering unto Yahuwah, unto you. You shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahuwah. It is a solemn assembly. You shall do no severe work therein. Verse 37. These are the feasts of Yahuwah, which you shall proclaim to be righteous gatherings. To offer an offering made by fire unto Yahuwah, a burnt offering and a meat offering, sacrifice and a drink offering, everything upon his day. Verse 38. Besides your Sabbath of Yahuwah, besides your gift, besides all your vows and besides all your free will offerings which you give unto Yahuwah. Verse 39. And in the 15th day of the 7th month, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep a feast unto Yahuwah 7 days. 1st day shall be a Sabbath, and on the 8th day shall be a Sabbath. Verse 40. You shall take you on the 1st day the boughs of a goodly tree, branches of palm trees and boughs of thick trees, and willows of the brook. You shall rejoice before Yahuwah your Yahuwah 7 days. Verse 41. You shall keep it a feast unto Yahuwah 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generation. You shall celebrate it in the 7th month. Verse 42. You shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths. Verse 43. That your generation may know that I made the family of Israel to dwell in booths, and I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. Verse 44. And Moses declared unto the family of Israel the feast of Yahuwah.
Now, Abraham and Moses is about 500 years. Ezra and Nehemiah is about the same time. I got to get one more in there, Brother Yahdai Israel, Nehemiah chapter 8, 13 through 18. So you see, Abraham is the first one started the Feast of Tabernacle, which is the Feast of Yahuwah. reread what Moses just said in 23:33. The Feast of Tabernacle is to Yahuwah, coming up Thursday night. Now, between Moses said something that his grandfather did 500 years. Now, here comes Ezra about the same length of time, so many years past. Let's see, get Ezra alter anything of the temporary shelter. That means return back to square one at the temple of the six anointed camp 7 days. Let's see if anything came. And here go Ezra and Nehemiah in the 8th chapter, 13 through 18. Let's see what they do a new thing. We're going to read it. Abraham put the books together, had them to make the tents temporary shelter. Let's enjoy this thing for 7. And on the 8th day, they had the blessing of Yahuwah. Moses, 500 years later, done the same thing. Told you, get in the boots. That means temporary shelter for 7 days. And on the 8th day, I'm going to turn you loose. Now, here goes Nehemiah, chapter 8, 13 through 18. Let's see what happened here. This is the last brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of Nehemiah, chapter 8. Verse number 13 through 18 reads, Book of Nehemiah chapter 8, verse number 13. Now the second day, we gathered together the chief for the fathers of all the people, the priests, the Levites, and the Ezra, the scribe, even to understand the words of the Torah instruction. Verse 14, they found written in the Torah instruction which Yahweh had commanded Moses, that the family of Israel should dwell in booths in the feast of the 7th month. Verse number 15. And that they should publish and proclaim in all their cities. And Yahdah Judah's southern kingdom said, go forth unto the mountain and fetch olive branches and pine branches and myrtle branches, palm tree and palm branches, branches of thick trees to make booths, as it is written. Verse 16. So the people went forth and brought them, and made themselves booths, everyone upon the roof of their house, and in their court, and in the courts of the temple of Yahuwah, and in the streets of the water gate, and in the street of the gate of Ephraim. Verse number 17. And all the congregation of them that were come again out of the captivity made booths, and sat under the booths. For since the days of Oshia, for the word Joshua, the son of Nun, Until that day, and that the family of Israel done it so, and there were very great gladness. Verse 18, also day by day, from the first day until the last day, he read in the book of the Torah instruction of Yahuwah, and kept the feast, and they kept the feast 7 days. Now the 8th day was a solemn assembly according unto the manner.
Did you hear that, C-Ray? So nothing changed from Abraham that started this. Moses picked it up by reading what his grandfather said. Nehemiah, same many years, done the same thing as is written. The Feast of Tabernacle is not done by the sun nor moon, because Yahuwah created the sun and the moon. The Feast of Tabernacle, the Feast of Atonement, the Feast of all of them is about Yahuwah. Now Yahuwah is the boss over the sun and the moon. He don't tell you. Now everybody did the same way. The 7th month, the 15th day, that starts on the 14th, which is Thursday night. They kept it for 7 days. And there it is written there, see, right? I mean, do you see it, how plain it is? Or do you have an Eliezer and an Ishmael on you? Right before you, Thursday night, we're going to do it the same way they did. All the gates will be open on 7, 6 locations to do what your forefathers did. Kept the Feast of Tabernacles, which is the Feast of Yahweh. And they ate up some stuff too, boy. They hit them up and drank them up. Now, that's when they ate them up and they drank them up for 7 days. See, how, what'd you do with your vacation? Did you sit around the Bible? Or did you sit around the world? Oh, well, you know, I forgot. Why do you keep on forgetting? We do it the same way every year. After atonement, it comes the Feast of Tabernacles. The Feast of Tabernacles is a feast to Yahweh. It's called a Feast of Yahweh for 7 days. And on the 8th day, it even upped the ante. So you wear white garments on the 1st day, and the last day you wear, the 8th day you wear your white, but all in between you wear your blue. See? You see, Roy, do you see it? Or is you going to be the Eliezer, his right-hand man, that say, I don't see nothing? He called his firstborn son. Said, what you see? I don't see nothing either. See, Roy. Do you see what's come up Thursday night? Thursday night, it is the Feast of Yahweh, which they call Tabernacle. Brother Yahdai Israel, what's your closing behind that?
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Brother Wayne's rolling out there, Seer Israel, a Seer Royal. Great work, Chief, for the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So you see, right? Listen. Now you talking about some eat them up and drink them up. That's Thursday night. Eat them up, drink them up, Thursday night. That is a destiny, right? It started with Abraham. Was the first. 500 years later, that feast was laid on to Moses born. Moses picked up. Done it the same way. Told the children of Israel, we're going to do it for 7 days, and on 8th day, it's a Solomon assembly. That means serious. Serious. That means the teaching going to get higher, because they're going to tell you something else. See, the teaching get higher. And he always got a messenger in every generation, a seer. And the seer's job is to give to the elders. Elders' job is to give to the elders is the teachers too. Elders, teachers, get to the fathers. Fathers, get it to the mothers. Mothers, get to the children. See, Roy, did you see any of this unfold? Are you going to be like Eliezer and Ishmael saying, I don't see nothing? We're going to watch you. Probably it don't come from the sixth anointing count. We see everything. We see it plainly. That's what the seer want to hear. Hold your eye, Elder, for his closing thoughts on take number 56 here on the clock. Elder, Mr. Tills, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And thus far, I think we've had some awfully good teaching and a fine lesson put on the table. But also, we want to reiterate before we get started, we'll probably make it a little short, but we're going to make some brief statements. You know, we read the Bible, and we know that everything that's written therein, we cannot change it because it's Yahweh's word. As you mentioned earlier, it's the protocol of the Bible. The word that was given by the Father to the Son, to the minister spirits, to the seers, to the elders, and to pass out to the people unto you. These are words that are written, and they already did not require a 501c3. You cannot get a patent on the name of Yahweh or any name that he was called there within. So knowing that, we don't want to create those kind of transgressions trying to get a patent on Yahweh's word. We can read his word and pass it on to others as it was given from the Father, as I said, to the Son. So knowing that and remembering that, we're here to help and guide you through these dark times of bad teaching and Christianity. And welcome and thank all of you for continuing to listen to our broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry, coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word, connecting the Bible books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping those Sabbath days. We do this because this is information that you have knocked, and you have found that which you have sought in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe Gadah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. There's no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Temple Sabbath class starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m. And our online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We have a website address also for the listening members to use. Open up any smart device that you have on the search line and the www.tribeyhdh.com. After clicking it, just under the big line, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you may see menu. But still, after clicking that, you'll see choices. Choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, alive. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar, as I mentioned earlier. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, this feature is only available during live broadcast time. To get there, on the search line and the three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yadav. Click the red live button. As soon as it appears, you'll be right into the live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdh, ysraeel@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, we have a few numbers you also can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is an international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who had maybe missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To use this, enter three words on the search line once again. After clicking enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yadah. Choose the program that you're late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, one note, during the normal broadcast of Broad Talk, we're also simultaneously transmitting on PAL Talk. We will be listed on PAL Talk under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites. This is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any questions about the online Bible topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, Riding Shotgun. No comments will be taken off topics or more than two text questions answered. failure to follow the Righteous Act, elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, remember, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yaqua be with you all. So when you're trying to listen and win the Bump the Gums contest, you will miss all the Yaqua's glory, which is said unto you. So we have to have big ears and little mouths. And remember, we're rehearsing the Righteous Act to learn the words of Yaqua. So we're going to keep our Bibles open. I'm going to keep mine open on this end. Seems as though I may have a lot more learning to do. And a few others listening may also. Pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yaqua.
Hallelujah, Yaqua. As excellent, Mr. Tales, as excellent again. I think we come on the broadcast, and we, that's why we know this ministry got the calling on us to take care of this business and bring these things back to your remembrance. So don't get right back to your network. Remember, see, you're at Thursday night. What we're talking about right now is talking about Thursday night. We're going to find the mothers out of Camp 1, Mother D up Israel, Mother E, Mother Z out of Camp 1. We're going to bring them in, and we're going to look for them. Well, we don't see Mother E nor Mother Z. So we'll go straight into, I guess when they get back in, we'll spot them. So I don't see Mother E. I don't see Mother Z. All right. Who I do see is Mother D of Israel. So when you meet the mothers out of Camar, with a loud voice you say, Mother D F Israel, tribe of Yahqua Judah. Yaqua bid you there, see Roy.
Yaqua bless you, seer Israel of Seroa. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, Mother D F Israel, you know you sent prayers for all the mothers and everything in your prayer last night, so now you have to kind of run a little solo, but we know you got it in you. So now let's look at Exodus chapter 29. Let's look at verse 28, 35, 42 down to verse 46. Exodus chapter 29, verse 28. 35, 42 to 46. Mother D, F, Israel, tribe of Yahqua Judah. You on the clock. Come up.
Exodus chapter 29, verses 28. And what else?
35. And then down to verse 46.
Okay. Exodus 29, verse 28, 35, 42 to 40, 40 what? I'm trying to write it down, Sia, and I forgot what the last one you said. Do you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Verse 46. Take it down to 46. I hear you, Mother
D.F.
Israel.
Take
it straight down from 42 to 46.
46, yeah. Exodus chapter 29, verse 28. And it shall be Aaron and his sons by a statute forever from the children of Israel, for it is an heavy offering, and it shall be an heavy offering from the children of Israel of the sacrifice of their peace offering, even their heavy offering unto Yahqua. He's offering to Yahqua. Okay, verse 35. And thus shall you do unto Aaron and to his sons according to all things which I have commanded you. 7 days shall You consecrate them. Okay. Then I skip to 42 to 46.
Yes.
Verse 42. Exodus 29, 42. This shall be a continual burnt offering throughout your generation at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before Yahweh, where I will meet you there unto you. Verse 43. And there I will meet with the children of Israel, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my honor. 44. And I will sanctify the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar. I will sanctify also both Aaron and his sons to minister to me in the priest's office. 45. And I will dwell among the children of Israel and will be their Yahweh. Verse 46. And they shall know that I am Yahweh, their Yahweh, that brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, that I may dwell among them. I am Yahweh, their Yahweh.
Great, verse 35. He said, what is he going to be doing in verse 35? What is his order?
Exodus 29, 35. And thus shall you do unto Aaron and to his sons according to all things which I have commanded you. 7 days shall you consecrate them.
So you said that Moses was the man of Yahweh, Aaron was the seer. Tell them,
yeah,
to remind them that this 7 day feast is for the ministry to be in order because it's 7 days.
Yes.
It's after an order from Yahweh. It's a 7 day feast. 7 days, so those of the six anointed camp understand one thing. The feast is 7 days, an order from Yahweh. 7 days is the feast of tabernacle.
Mm-hmm.
We find out the feast is the feast of Yahweh.
Yes.
For 7 days. Let's go to the 34th chapter of Exodus and pick up verse 22 down to verse 26. We do it the same way every year out of six anointed camp, but it's our job is to bring it back to the table. The feast is 7 days starting Thursday night. Eat them up, drink them up, and all that good stuff for 7 days. That's what Yahweh got on the table. Eat them up, drink them up for 7 days. And with and day is very important. Now we're going to Exodus 34 and look at verse 22 down to verse 26. Listen real good. Exodus 34, 22 to 26.
Exodus 34, 22 to 26. Verse 22. And you shall observe the feast of weeks of the first fruit of wheat harvest, and the feast of ingathering at the year's end. 23. Thrice in the year shall all your male children appear before Yahweh, the Yahweh of Israel. 24. For I will cast out the nations before you and enlarge your borders, neither shall any man desire your land when you shall go up to appear before Yahweh your Yahweh thrice in the year. 25. Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice leavened, neither shall a sacrifice of the feast of the, you say Passover, be left until the morning. 26. The first of the first fruit of your land, you shall bring unto the temple of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. You shall not seize a kid in his mother's milk.
Mm-hmm. But you recall that that was a step process, and we know what it said there, but you just got to read the step process in 34. Let's come back to 34 again there, Mother GF Israel. And we'll look right down at this verse, and let's see exactly where we at. Because, see, we got to know where we at. And the 34th chapter, pick it up at verse 22 again. But take your time with it, and we deal with it. This is on the clock. Verse 22.
Exodus 34:22. And you shall observe the Feast of Weeks.
Stop right there. We did that already. Well, we did the Feast of Weeks. And the Passover is before the Feast of Weeks. We've done the Passover. We've done the Feast of the Week. So we have done that. Now, what happened next?
The first fruit of wheat harvest and the Feast of ingathering at the year's end.
So now we at the Feast of Eat and Gather, which is another word for tabernacle, which is another word for Yahuwah's feast. So now we at this feast right here, at the end of the year, at the end. We going to the end of the Feast of Yahuwah. So when we read in verse 22, we have done that already. We've done that feast. We've done that one. So now we're in a word called ingathering. Ingathering is the same thing for tabernacle. And we found out the tabernacle means Yahuwah's feast. So that's what it means by that word called the Passover. That word Passover, we've done that. We've done the Feast of Weeks. Now we're in the ingathering, which is called tabernacle for 7 days. Passover, but one day. So we know we're talking about ingathering, which is tabernacle, which is Yahuwah's feast for 7 days. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 16, and it made a statement, all of your males. But now let's take care of that in writing. What is you meaning? By going to Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 11, skip down to 14, then take it down to verse 18. Let's find out what he's talking about. Because we are taking care step by step. We at the last feast called the ingathering. And that's a bigger picture, means the ingathering of the children of the one that's obeyed the Bible. Deuteronomy 16, verse 11. 14 down to verse 18. Listen good. Come on.
Deuteronomy 16, verse 11, 14 through 18. Verse 11. And you shall rejoice before Yahuwah your Yahuwah. You and your sons and your daughters and your manservants and your maidservants and the Levites that is within your gates, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widows that are among you in the place which Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, has chose to place his name there. Verse 14. And you shall rejoice in the feast. You and your sons and your daughters and your manservants and your maidservants and the Levites and the stranger and the fatherless and the widows that are within your gates. 15. 7 days shall you keep a solemn feast unto Yahuwah your Yahuwah in the place which Yahweh shall choose, because Yahweh your Yahweh shall bless you in all thine increase and in all the works of thine hand. Therefore you shall surely rejoice. Verse 16. Three times in a year shall all your males appear before Yahweh your Yahweh in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacle, and they shall not appear before Yahweh empty. Verse 17. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessings of Yahweh, your Yahweh, which he has given you. Verse 18. Judges and officers shall you make you in all your gates, which Yahweh, your Yahweh, giveth you throughout your tribe. And they shall judge the people with just judgment.
See? So you got to set up judges. You got to set up officers. You got to set all this up. So when he says males must lead them in, that means male, you're supposed to lead your family in. See, you got to find a one that's understanding what the Bible's saying, because the male got to lead his family in to get the blessing of his family. That's why we say that. Sirach 3, verse 9. So it's not what nobody going to do. It's what you got to do, man. Man must lead his family in. Why so? Sirach 3, verse 9. Let's see what it say.
Sirach chapter 3, verse 9. For the blessing of the father establish the family of children. Curse of the mother rooteth out foundation.
So, man, you don't ask your better half what we going to do. You got to take the lead, because you the one Yahweh going to put the blessing on. So you got to take the lead when it comes out of Yahweh's business. This is what we going to do. Matter of fact, we'll precept that to the book of Hosea, polluted for Joshua, 24:15. So listen, you know what our hold up is? What the round table discussion about? Fathers, husbands, lead your family in according to the Bible. You holding up the Bible. Don't let flesh keep you away from the blessing that Yahweh got written in his Bible. Take your rightful position in Yahweh. Man, husband, man. What you read?
Joshua polluted for Hosea 24:15. Verse 15. And if it seems evil unto you to serve Yahweh, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the false Yahwehs which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the Yahweh, the false Yahwehs of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my family, we will serve Yahweh.
Is that plain? So it's no round table stuff. What we going to do?
Right.
We going to do Yahweh's word. That's what we going to do. Let's go to Leviticus 23 and pick a verse 49 to verse 44. We're going to Leviticus 23, verse 49 to verse 44. Why is all this round table discussion on what we're supposed to do in the Bible? Leviticus 23, 49 to verse 44. What does it say?
Leviticus 23, verse 40 to 44. Verse 40. and you shall take you on the first day the dough of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and the dough of thick trees, and willows of the brook, and you shall rejoice before Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, 7 days, 41. And you shall keep it a feast unto Yahuwah 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generation. You shall celebrate it in the seventh month, 42. You shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths, 43. That your generation may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths. When I brought them out of the land of Egypt, I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. 44. And Moses declared unto the children of Israel the feast of Yahuwah.
And Moses declared unto Israel feast of Yahuwah. And the sixth anointed camp is declared unto you, the feast is 7 days.
Yeah.
Deuteronomy 31, verse 1, get down 12 and 13. The feast, look, father, husbands. The feast is 7 days. Deuteronomy 31, verse 1, get down to 12 and 13, what it say?
Deuteronomy 31, verse 1, 12 and 13, verse 1. And Moses went these words unto all Israel. Verse 12. Gather the peoples together, men and women and children, and your stranger that is within your gate, that they may hear and that they may learn and fear Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, and observe to do all the words of this Torah instruction, 13, and that their children, which have not known anything, may hear and learn to fear Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, as long as you live in the land, whether you go over Jordan to possess it.
So you see, the fathers got to get to the mothers. Children ain't got a clue what's going on. Shame on you, fathers. They didn't get the mother right to tell the children, but they know about Easter and Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Why your children don't know about this? He said, you both been telling your children about what we going to do.
Yeah.
Huh? That's what we supposed to be doing.
Hallelujah.
Heavy job on us. This what the father's supposed to be doing with the mother. And the mother supposed to be telling the children. We following the lead. See?
Mm-hmm.
This is what he's saying. Now, Thursday night is that great big piece we read about right now. So Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 6 down to verse 10. So see, Ray, you understand, you got to understand something. The blessing is held up because these fathers, husband men, they want a round table about what we going to do. You're going to do the Bible and receive the blessing if you do the Bible. 32, verse 6 down to verse 10. Or Deuteronomy, what it say?
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 6 to 10. Verse 6, do you thus require, I don't know that word. Yahuwah, O foolish people, and unwise, is not he your father that has brought you? Has he not made you and established you? 7. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your fathers, and he will show you. Your elders, and they will tell you. Verse 8, When the Most High Yahweh divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to their numbers, the numbers of the children of Israel. Verse 9, for Yahweh's portion is his people Israel, is the lot of his inheritance. Verse 10, he found him in a desert land and in the waste, howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye.
Read verse 7 again.
Verse 7. Deuteronomy 32:7. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you, your elders, and they will tell you.
Ain't that something? Now look what he said. Now look what he said. Remember days of old, ask your father, which also they supposed to be able to show you what this about Thursday night. You ask your father, the children don't know nothing. Why do you think the wife don't know nothing? Because you ain't, you on a round table, what you going to do? You got to do this Bible. The blessing come when you do the Bible. 300 years, 400 years later, 500 years later, here come David. In the 77th chapter of Psalm 10 through 15. What did he say? Now here comes David in 1000 B.C. Moses was around about the 1400 B.C. Now here go another 500 years later. You remember we just got through reading? He told him, remember the days of old and ask your father. Father, yeah. Is you going to do Bible, or you just going to continue to sit at the table and discuss what we got to do? Is we going to do Bible or what? 77, 5 through 15, David, 500 years later, what did he say?
Psalm 77, 5 to 14, verse 5. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient time, verse 6. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with my own mind, and my spirit may diligently search. Will Yahweh cast off forever, and will he be favorable no more? Verse 8. Is his mercy clean gone forever? Do his promise fail forevermore? Verse 9. Has Yahweh forgotten to be gracious? Has he in anger shut up his tender mercy? Verse 10. And I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. Yahweh. Verse 11. I will remember the works of Yahweh. Surely I will remember your wonders of old. Verse 12. I will meditate also of all your works and talk of your doing. 13. Your way, O Yahweh, is in the temple. Who is so great a Yahweh as our Yahweh? 14. Thou art Yahweh that doest wonders. Thou hast declared your strength among the people.
Verse 15.
Thou hast with thine arm redeemed your people, the sons of Israel and Joseph.
Ain't that so? What it says in 1 and 2? What it says in 1 and 2? So you see what it's about? It's about the sons of Southern and Northern Kingdom, see, right? It's Southern, Northern Kingdom. It's just telling your wife what to tell the kids to get ready for. Or you sitting around with a round table discussion, and you ain't going to read 77, verse 1 and 2. What it say?
Psalm 77, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1. I cried unto Yahuwah with my voice, even unto Yahuwah with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. Verse 2. In the day of my trouble, I sought Yahuwah, my source, rain in the night and cease not. My soul refused to be comforted.
3 and 4.
I remember Yahuwah and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. Verse 4. You holdest my eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak.
Mm-hmm. So you see how you got to conduct yourself on this man with all his power. He be wanting to hear them private testimony about him, about what he did for you, how he opened your eyes. And he made it plain, the 2nd Ezra 7, verse 57. He made it plain in 2nd Ezra 7, verse 57. I mean, listen, see, right? Do you understand what this man is saying? He made it plain how we got to conduct ourselves, a father, husband. You got to discuss this right here. Thursday night is the last and final feast. That's the end gathering. And Yahuwah will do something big in tomorrow night lesson. We're going to talk about it in tomorrow night lesson. 2nd Ezra 7. Verse 57 says what?
Second Ezra 7, verse 57?
Yep, 57.
2nd Ezra 7, verse 57. Then answered he me and said, this is the condition of the battle, which man that is born upon the earth shall fight.
This is the condition of the salvation. Here go your condition. You got to keep the Sabbath day, the feast day, where your fringes. This is the condition of the battle. You got to wear your fringes. You got to keep the Sabbath day. You got to keep these days. Look, it says over there in Zechariah 14, 14 and 16 down to verse 21. Zechariah chapter 14. Verse 14, then skip down to verse 16, down to verse 19. Let's see the says in Zechariah 14, 14. Because do you understand you got a day coming to be in Zechariah 14, 14?
Yeah. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 14. And Yahdah Judah also shall fight at Yahdah Judah. And the wealth of all the nations round about shall be gathered together, gold and silver and apparel in great abundance.
You see that? Yahdah Judah got a day to fight. And they're going to take back everything that's been taken away. And they're going to kick the world of the 17 nations in the rain and take back everything they have stolen. You got a day of a good see, right? You see that? 14, 14. But you're not going to be in the fight if you ain't got 16 down to verse 19 working. What it says, 16 down to verse 19?
Zechariah 14, verse 16 to 19, verse 16. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which came against Yahdah Judah shall even go up from year to year to worship the King, Yahuwah of hosts, and to keep the feast of tabernacle. Verse 17. And it shall be that whosoever will not come up of all the families of the earth unto Yahdah Judah to worship the King, Yahuwah of hosts, even upon them shall be no rain, verse 18. And if the families of Egypt go not up and come not, that have no rain, there shall be the plague wherewith Yahweh will smite the nations that come not up to keep the feast of tabernacles. Verse 16. I mean 19. This shall be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of all the nations that come not up to keep the feast of tabernacles.
Peter chapter 4, verse 7, 17 through 19. You see what the man said? If you do not keep the feast of tabernacles, then I'm going to punish you for not keeping it. You just read that. If the nation don't get in line, I got them.
Yeah.
Do you understand? This feast of tabernacles is the feast of Yahweh, Thursday night. If you don't keep it, the man's going to do you some damage. You don't know when you on your way out the door. So if you ain't got this upon your belt 7 days, shame on you, father, husband, that didn't lead your family in to keep the feast of tabernacles. But look what he says in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7. Then skip down to 17 through 19. 1 Peter 4, verse 7. Then skip down. 17 through 19. What
do you
say?
1 Peter chapter 4 verse 7. But the end of all things is at hand. Be you therefore sober and watch unto prayer. Verse 17 to 19. Verse 17. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the temple of Yahweh, and if it first began at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the covenant of Yahweh? Verse 18. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the un-Yahwali and the sinners appear? 19. Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of Yahweh commit the keeping of their soul to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator.
Mm-hmm. So in Nehemiah chapter 9, 1 through 6, you ain't got to pronounce naughty name, just call their first letters out. In Nehemiah chapter 9, 1 through 6, when you run to a name, use the first letter and keep it moving. So he tells you, see, right, the 7-day feast is coming up Thursday night. It's a 7-day feast. What to discuss about it? Let's see what Nehemiah got going on in the 9th chapter 1 through 6.
Nehemiah chapter 9, verses 1 to 6. Right about that. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 1. Now in the 20th and 4th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting and with sackcloth and earth upon them. Verse 2. And the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers and stood and confessed their and the sins of their fathers. Verse 3. And they stood up in their place and read in the book of the Torah instructions of Yahweh, their Yahweh, 1/4 part of the day, and another 1/4 part they confessed and worshiped Yahweh, their Yahweh. Verse 4. They stood up upon the stairs of the Levite Hoshea and Benna and Kit somebody. Yes. And
first
she
keep moving.
Huh?
First letter. Yeah, first letter and keep it moving. First letter or the name, keep it moving.
And she cried with, and cried with a loud voice unto Yahweh, their Yahweh. Verse 5, then the Levites, Joshua and K and Ben, H and S and H and S and P said, stand up and bless Yahweh, your Yahweh, forever and ever, and blessed be your righteous name, which is exalted above all blessings and praise. Verse 6. Thou, even thou, art Yahweh alone. Thou hast made heaven, the heavens of heavens, with all their hosts, the earth and all things that are therein, the sea and all that is therein, and thou preservest them all, and the host of heaven worship you.
Mm-hmm. Now back up. Now while he's doing all that, back up to 8 and look at 13 through 18, the closing statement. Now while was all that going on, that what all this blessing and all this kissing, hugging, what was going on in 8:13 through 18? Come on.
Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 13 to what?
To 18.
13 through 18, verses 13. And on the second day were gathered together the chiefs of the fathers of all the peoples, the priests and the Levites, unto Ezra the scribe, the seer, even to understand the words of the Torah instruction, 14. And they found written in the Torah instruction which Yahweh had commanded by Moses that the children of Israel should dwell in booths in the feast of the seventh month, 15, and that they should publish and proclaim in all their cities and in Yagdah Judah, saying, go forth unto the mount and fetch olive branches and pine branches and myrrh branches and palm branches and branches of thick trees to make booths, as it is written. 16. So the people went forth and brought them and made themselves booths, every one upon the roof of his house, and in their courts, and in their courts of the temple of Yahweh, and in the streets of the water gate, and in the streets of the gate of Ephraim. Verse 17. And all the congregation of them that were come again out of the captivity made booths and sat under the booths. For since the days of Joshua, the son of Nun, unto that day had not the children of Israel done so. And there was very great gladness. 18. Day by day, from the first day unto the last day, he read in the book of the Torah instruction of Yahweh, and they kept the feast 7 days, and on the eighth day was a solemn assembly according unto the manner.
Ain't that so? You mean all yes. that in that book? Yes, it is. Modern Israel, you brought it home in grand style. What's your closing statement is behind that?
Nehemiah 8, verse 5. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the peoples, for he was above all the peoples. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed Yahweh, the great Yahweh. And all the people answered, hallelujah, Yahweh, with lifted up their hands, and they bowed their heads and worshiped Yahweh with their face to the ground. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
That's Mother D.F. Israel with Mother E., Mother Z., Mother, the mothers of Camp 1. Did you hear that, C-Ray? Listen, C-Ray. There go Thursday night. This is what they're talking about. Years apart, they done the same way. Tabernacle. Husband, man, what you mean you want to ask your better ass what going to be done? You got to get the blessing by your lead. Oh, my God. Y'all probably be with you all. Catch you on Pal Talk or catch you on Blog Talk tomorrow night. From the mothers, Mother D.F. Israel, Mother E., Mother Z., catch you all tomorrow night. Yahweh be with you all. Shalom.
Shalom.
Working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me and you said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
Israelites, with your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yahquod Radio. Live Yahquod Radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahquod Radio. We just gonna go straight to the line because we got so many memos on the table, so we just gonna find out what's going on in the room, and we'll get this broadcast running. So let's swing down the international side and see exactly what's going on. Who all join us for another episode? This is the second, the third day of the same day, the eighth day. Some information we got to bring out and wrap up this eighth day. Very important. And remember one thing, if you want to come in and listen to the broadcast, you go to Google True Name Teachers, YHWH Radio Live, and you can catch a live broadcast. And you put in past show, you catch the past show. If you want to come in on conference line, you dial 319-527-6065. That's how you come in to bear witness to his record-breaking ministry. By name, my name is Seer Israel of Seer Royal. This is the third day of the eight-day feast. We're trying to wrap up all the information pertaining to that to get you to this eighth day to understand how important it is. If you make it to the eighth day, you definitely will not be a fool. No fools going to be in the eighth day, not in the kingdom. All right, good enough. So we got that part out the way, so let's throw it down and see who all join us on the third day of the eighth day that we got to wrap it up. So let's go on the international side and see exactly how many international countries have logged in for this episode. And it reads on the international side, it reads 195 international countries. So international countries, they ready to go. They ready to go. Now, once they become a dual, but that's by the hand of Yahweh. And one thing, you hear, once you become a dual, that's what time it is. Now, we're going back to a flashing live online class and see how many in the room with your computer phones all connected. One total flashing, 46985, 46985, 46,985. You might ask me a question, how many of you think is pro BOTTY? In this room right now. Well, it's 46,985. I'll say pro BOTTY, I'll say 5. I mean, if you ask me a question, 5. I'll take the sure number, 5. And that's the way I see it. Because I'm telling you something, ain't nothing glamorous about this. You're not going to get no pats on the back. You get a pat on the back. Remember, a pat on the back is only 6 inches from a kick in the rear end. So I go with 5. Good enough. Enough said on there. We're going by my main man, Mr. Tibbs. We'll give all the introductions in later. We'll go find Mr. Tibbs and get a blessing on another fine audience. 46,985. So let's go get a blessing for the room. Let's even find Mr. Tibbs and let him put a blessing on a nice episode. And then we'll bring in teachers' readers all over the country. So when you meet your brother, when you meet your sister with a loud voice, you say, Mr. Tibbs, Yahquah be with you, L.C. Royal.
Yahquah bless you, Brother C. Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahquah.
Hallelujah, Yahquah. And Mr. Tibbs, I'm looking at a fine audience. Again, this thing is 46,985. It's flashing, Mr. Tibbs, so evidently, the blessing must be getting over to them all. So let's go hear one of these powerful blessings. You on the clock, come on.
Jimmy, I would just start out by giving us a general blessing by saying, Yahquah be with your brother Seer. And Yahquah bless all the people attending tonight's broadcast, and especially the new attendees that want to hear something. We're here because we want to give you something, not only to hear the word, but to be doers of the word. What I would like to say is that as long as you continue to rehearse the righteous act, which is mentioned in the book of Judges and 1 Samuel, you will be doing just what Yahweh requested. At this moment, I will turn it back over to Brother C. Israel, and I would like to say once again, hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. That's Mr. Tibbs. Now, Mr. Tibbs, he gets in where he fit in. That's the game. See, remember one thing. The common goal is to do one thing. Just come together as one, because Yahweh's son had a mission to do that his father told him about. That's enough to say on that. We'll see which way it goes. So remember one thing. You got to get in where you've been in, S.C. Roy. This is some information that you need to have in the hand of your loved one if you decide to sleep on it. Make sure your loved ones understand that it's going to come a day that everything will be revealed. And he said, a lot of stuff going to be revealed by fire. Enough said on that. We're going to bring in teachers readers all over the country, and we're going to look for Top of the Heat to lead off, man, see if we can bring him in. And get this broadcast running. When you meet your brother, when you meet your sister with a loud voice, see if we find Brother Yahdai Israel. Brother Yahdai Israel. Yahweh bless you, C. Raya.
Yahweh bless you, C. Israel. C. Raya. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Right there, Brother Yahdai Israel. We just going to run straight to Luke 12:12. We're going to get it going on because we don't know what we got to work with, but we got to find out what to take to work with. Third episode of this species, information highway we must exhibit. So I tell you what, let's get the game changer in our favor. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Brother Yahdai Israel deliver.
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour to say."
That's right, Brother Yahdai Israel. In that very same hour, it will teach you what you ought to say. Never speak your own words. Now, and Yahweh the Son made a profound statement there, Brother Yahdai Israel. What he says in the 23rd chapter, verse 34. He made a profound statement, and I want to see how we're going to analyze this statement. Luke 23:34, Brother Yahdai Israel, deliver.
The book of Luke, chapter 23, verse number 34 reads, Luke 23, verse 34. Then said Yahweh the Son, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And they cast, and they parted his remnant and cast lots.
He said, "Forgive them, Father, because they do not know what they're doing." But see, this forgiveness is going to come out because he's going to send a watchers, warners. Matter of fact, in Jeremiah, he said, "Forgive them, for they know not what they're doing." He said, "Forgive them." So now. But then after he told him forgive him, he was only rehearsing the righteous act because Jeremiah, he made a profound statement somewhere in his book there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's see what he says behind that. He said, "Forgive them because they know not," because something they didn't do He sent out for something. Let's see what he did. Let's see why he said forgive them for what they know not what they're doing. Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 16. And we'll pick up verse 13 down to verse 21. Let's see what he's talking about. Forgive them because he woke the seers up early to bring you this message. Let's see what was said in Jeremiah chapter 16, 13 through 21. Brother Yahdai Israel, do look.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 16, verse number 13 through 21 reads, Jeremiah 16, verse 13. Therefore, I will cast you out of this land into a land that you know not, neither you nor your fathers. And there shall ye serve other Yahuwahs day and night, where I will not show you favor. Verse 14. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith Yahuwah. There shall no more be said, Yahuwah liveth, that brought up the family of Israel out of the land of Mizraim, polluted word Egypt, house of bondage. Verse 15. But Yahuwah liveth, that brought up the family of Israel from the land of